It is Women of Influence Day here at the radio station. We are featuring local women throughout the day. I am here with Gail Bow, a local realtor. Gail, to start off, are you originally from Norfolk? And if not, how did you end up here?
No, I'm not originally from Norfolk. I went to school and high school in Burlington and Hamilton. My past history is 35 years in the hospitality industry, and the last 20 of it, I was a general manager for Red Lobster. And I traveled across Canada and opened them up and then came back to Ontario because I'm from Ontario. I love Ontario. Well, I met somebody from Norfolk County and I moved here 2005. And at that point, I gave up my restaurant careers and too early to retire. So I thought I'd align well with a real estate agent because we deal with people. We deal with people's lives. We deal with customer service. I like dealing with people and talking to people. So I moved to Norfolk County in 2005. In 2006, I decided to go into real estate. And at that point, because I'm new to the county, I didn't really know anybody, but I was asked to join the Rotary Club of Norfolk Sunrise. And at that point, I thought that was a great idea to meet people, and I like to volunteer and help different groups and do different things, which I really enjoy. Good group of people. We do a lot of fundraising. You know, we do the literacy groups. We've done a lot of promoting and raising funds for the Special Olympics. I'm going blank on everything that we've donated to, but we certainly do raise quite a bit of money every year, and we do donate it locally, but we also have an international that we also sponsor for Wells and Operation Eyesight and that. So it's a great group of people. When I started real estate, you know, I wanted to learn the job in and out, and I felt the best way to do it is also to volunteer and join the real estate board itself and become a director and be on the committee. So I started that in 2010 or 11, and I've been on the board ever since. Currently, I am the president of the Simcoe and District Real Estate Board for the membership from January to December. A great organization. We are also a nonprofit group. Of course, we are there to support the membership of local realtors for that. And we supply education. Of course, you know, we help them out with the MLS system. And we're there to represent realtors and, of course, homeowners in the area. I've been a member of the Simcoe Chamber since 2010, too. And about 3 years ago, I was asked to join, no, 2 years ago, I was asked to join the board. So I'm also on the board at the Simcoe Chamber, too. So I like to know what's going on in the community. I feel very proud to live in Norfolk County. If I could certainly assist or help anybody, you know, that's what I want to know. I want to have the information for them, too. I'm just there. I like to enjoy it, you know.
You spend a lot of time with these groups, and it's clearly important to you to give back to the community. Could you tell me a bit about why it's important to you to be on all of these boards and groups and to give your time back?
I'm one of those people that likes to help out and assist whenever I can. Sometimes, you know, if you don't get involved and volunteer, there's things you don't know or you don't find out the information. With the Rotary and that, we also help out, of course. And one of my favorites, and I've done it even before the Rotary Club, was I always donated my time with the Salvation Army Kettle Duty. And I just really enjoy ringing the bell, giving to the Salvation Army the time, because they're a great cause for sure. I also help out with the cancer support resource and support system. Whenever they need help, you know, when we did the dragon boat races, I would be out there to help. I am a breast cancer survivor, so I like to also help out that way too. You know, I think it's a great way to raise funds. You know, it's one of those things where I don't like sitting back. I want to help out. I want to assist, and I want to make a difference.